This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
It's Hashem. Continue with the brachas, Birchas Hashachar. We're holding by the bracha, Shelo Yasani Isha. Shelo Yasani Isha. And a woman, on the other hand, makes the bracha, Shasani Kirtzeinet. She doesn't make the bracha, Shelo Yasani Ish. B'chayra, Mashmeyus is that an Ish is more than an Isha. A mile of Ish is a greater mile than Isha. That's why the Ish is a Shevach, that he's an Ish. Now the Isha, she doesn't say Shelo Yasani Ish or Shasani Isha. She makes the bracha Shasani Kirtzeinet. Achainim and the Pirushi Atfila Isaac in the Shaila. Is there a Mashmeis? Should we take out from this that the Nusach HaBracha seems to imply that the Ish is a Me'ula, so he makes a Bracha, Shasani Ish, while the Isha, she makes the Bracha, Shasani Kirtzeinet. So, it's interesting, in Leket Yesher, Beit Zion, he brings from the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen had a gils in the Gemara in Menachis that actually there's a bracha shleyasani behema. We don't have the gils in the Gemara in Menachis. He brings azak gils shleyasani behema. He says that his mother used to make this bracha from a Sadeshin. The Sadeshin writes that his mother used to make a bracha Shelo Yasani Behema. We share a bracha, but that's an Isha. Not she's Meshabeach, but she's an Isha. Not even Shosani Kirtzeinai. Other Rishayim already bring this Nusach HaBracha Stamazai. Shaila, why doesn't every person, not only an Isha, why don't they make the Bracha Shleisani Behema? So the Rikanti in Shmoyis Chavbeis brings it. In the Pasuk Shmoyis Chavbeis, he brings that there's such a Nusach Shleisani Behema. And the Seif HaMenhagis, Lezim Luniel, he says that you don't make this bracha because it's nichlal and l'kai neshama. child, we say Elikai Neshama Shnasata Bi. A behemah Tachnish Ken Neshama. Since a behemah doesn't have a neshama, so you're ready Nichlal Shleisani Behem. Nachman Dachap Lelman. Anidin Anisha. Seems like the ish is on the highest madreg. So you don't make a bracha even that you're an isha. There's even greater eye to make a bracha shleisani behemo. So I saw Yishus Yankiv says that the bracha shleisani kirtzeinai is not a demeaning bracha. Chayra, we're asking a woman should make a bracha every day, a demeaning bracha. Not only she shouldn't make shleisani isha, shleisani kirtzeinai, it's mashma b'di'evit. No. Banish whatever you wanted, sani kirtzeinai. And even that, we're saying this rishayim has read gebracht, she should make the bracha shleisani behema. Chashvera. Very difficult thing to understand. So the Yishus Yankiv says, "Fakert shasani kirtzeinai needs to be viewed as a bracha amayla." Why? Chazal tell us, "Nasa Adam, that the Rebbeinu Shloilam turned to the Malachim and he asked if they should create Adam, and the Malachim said yes." So he needed permission, so to speak. He daft had the reshus of machin Adam. And Isha, he didn't ask. He didn't say anything that he asked. Shasani kirtzeinai. Rishon, he didn't. Kirtzeinai, you wanted to create me? Huh? And you created me. And that's how mine. As they learned Isha was Yankiv, Mit the pshat shasani kirtzeinai means that it's a lower form bracha. It's a b'di'evit. Fakert. Shein azach. Shasani kirtzeinai. They say, is there a maila now that the isha is shasani kirtzeinai? It's not one. Anish was not kirtzeinai. What does it mean? Kirtzeinai means he had to ask the malachim. Chazal tell us he asked the malachim. It was simply reshus. He was asking permission. It's anove. The maisim ish has a chisavin. Ish, when he's created, he's not mushlim. So he had gebracht. He's not. Oh, bad. Good. Ish is nishke mushlim when he's created. Maybe kirtzeinai, it's not kirtzeinai that the Rebbeinu didn't have to ask. Maybe kirtzeinai means as if the Eibishter had gewollt. Anachisa. Efshe. Here are they say. Erst darf man eis lernen und sagen, Shurim de bis Yankivs, man soll verstehen. It's not a lower level brach, es ist kippe die Eivet, ich weiß, Kirtzeinai, und das gar am Eilefsche Kirtzeinai. Once saw the Chidon Maris Ayin Shvuas Yud Ches. Does the Pirish on the Gemara called Maris Ayin. And I've heard the Tersat Nezach. Every time Chazal want to give a mensch a bracha, the bracha is Banim Scharim. Haragel b'ner, avalei banim, scharim. Always scharim. Banim tamid hachamim. Was ist mit Shane bis Yankiv meidlach? Also ich frage dich da. The school is always a son. Why not a daughter? He says, l'chayr is mashma from this. If I can't, scharim amur, meret derei. Some sav zakter aber le meise the isha is kreiva le ilam abba yaisamish. A woman in her tchun and her maila is kriva, closer to Eilam Haba. Sad, yeah. So we're starting to learn. See, forget Efshe God. There's milas to Anisha over an ish. There's a beautiful tshuva from Reb Shlaima Kluge. Reb Shlaima Kluge says, L'chayra, the pastor, the brachis, Shasani Kirtzaina, is mashma, Sinish Tazavi, a man, the woman's not like a man. So he declares a question, it sounds, it was a discussion that they're allowed to make from the Ezra, from the shul and Ezra's Noshim. Some of they wanted to make the Ezra's Noshim bigger. It's very shaykh that the women used to come more than the men. Actually, they, I don't know what the situation here was. But they wanted to expand the Ezra's Noshim. Nefrek der Shaila. And he bases it on this, which is really a levush. The man is more than the woman, so the tefillah where the men daven is more than when their ladies daven. The kedusha is much less. And he gives them the right. He says, you know, those that have a taina not to make and extend the Ezra's Noshim from the shul, they're right. And he bases it on the brachis. You see clearly. Shloyasani ish, Mashen kate a woman says abidi yevidi kebracha. Shloyasani isha. It's interesting. Most Rishonim take on like that. The Avudram says Shloyasani isha. We're trying to say that we're not an isha. Sheina chayev is b'chala mitzvus. An isha doesn't have mitzvahs. We have more mitzvahs. L'chayim is doch mer. As he's up to Avudram. Yeah. If they sh'ein him atzuv mitzvahs aseish as man grama. He brings an interesting thing. A mashal. Ha'ish daima l'payil sh'nichnis l'sada chaveirai v'nata b'rashus. Ha'ish daima l'nichnis sh'olay b'rashus. Not even sure that was up level. A man is here, a chveis. It's called Bershus. Shenichnis l'stei chaveirai Bershus. Not a Bershus. Ha'ish adayim l'nichnis shalai Bershus. Going into the world of a man, that's male shalai Bershus. Chveis ha'fil of us, the Velta Zanita. This is the marshal that the Avudram brings, the Oid, She'emaz, Baila, Aleha, Ve'eni Yechayil, Mekayim, Afilu Mashin, Itztavis. And even the mitzvahs that she does have, she also can't keep if the husband is standing in her way. So even those mitzvahs, she can't keep. Iba Yakar, Ids, she can't even give tzedakah. Kein Zach Nishtar, she can't do anything. Can't even give stock. What's talk in the pshat? Chayr is the recht. Men have more mitzvahs. Women are amish pata from all the mitzvahs. Is it that men are more? Is women are more? Gosh, it in achrayim of pirush atfilu. How do we learn up? Shloim sanisha. Are we saying hakel bach Hashem? We're not an isha. Was the lady saying Baruch Hashem Mishkinish? Was she saying no? Sani Kiltzayne, Beinishlam, whatever it is, I'm a kabbalit, Dahavi. There is a nusach like that, and a lot of Mefarshi Atfilos. If I can see the Kadin Epis, I'm a kabbalit Dahavi. Yeah. Sabay Sai, Lom Aplam Apisle. On one hand, we find women are pata for mitzvahs. We also find that it was the Rabbeinu Shloilam's almost perfect bria, Kirtzaynei. So there's a Meiridik Maral. Maral explains why women don't need to have She has more mitzvahs than men. Zog de Maral in Drush al Atera, ki o ish b'mashu hu gevel, einenu bal shanem v'hashkeit mitzad his gabrusa v'ispailoi. Person is not set. He's not settled. You know, you make a person sit to do nothing, he can't do it. You need to do something. It's gotta be. Not settled. You hear the lashon? Because he has a pesach reish mitzoynus and he wants and he needs and. So they can't come to a shleimus for themselves. Man is always searching to do and to come and to see and to sit and to conquer. This is never shalim. He's never in peace with himself. Isha, hanashim ruim u'muchanim la'mitzad atzmam, she'einim b'nei p'ula v'seiris mitzad etzim b'riyusa. They're born with the shleimus. Maral, drushal ha'teira. Huh? What does he mean? I'm quoting it from Rav Schwab's Sefer. I didn't see it inside. But he's quoting it word for word. He says, drushal ha'teira. Rav Schwab brings it in his Sefer, Iyun Tvila. U'bimat ha'siyush ha'mesayim le'teira. So the little bit that they help out, it's good enough. They help out, they help you learn, see good. But a man, a gever, he needs a melis patera, mitzvahs, he's got to be busy, otherwise, he's later, huh? Shasani, can't say it. There's a certain shlemus that Nisha has, as he's up, that's shot in the bracha. So the bracha is not. Achisar in die Gebrache, der Punkt verkehrt. Der Schleimus, Kirzeine, so wie der Ratz in der Beide, Sani Kirzeine. Now, basically, I want to tell you something interesting. Something I want to throw out. Achshav, we find in Chazal, the women, the Muslim cry, they cry, women cry. They're close to tears. Does that mean they're sensitive? Is that the taich? Simply they're sensitive to helping up this place. What is sensitivity? What is it? What does it mean to be sensitive? I want to show you an interesting pasuk in Parab Yeruch. Very interesting pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's parasha. Yetza lecha, a yar b'sivloisa. Rashi says, Nosan einav libay liyos meitzah halei. What does it mean, einav libay? What's the two l'shaynus of einav libay? What does it mean? I've always thought about it, and I've spoken about it in the past. One of the two nuschayas, Nasan Eina V'libay Lies Meitzah Halei. So in the past I've always said, you have people, but they have a heart. They're only sragish, but they're not busy paying attention. You know, you can see around you tremendous things that you should feel bad for, that should hurt you. He says, stop reading newspapers. Couldn't read the Yiddish newspapers. Why? How could you read? I don't think you read. Be honest with you. You know, we don't realize. We look right away in the newspaper for this, and for this simcha, for that happened. And we skip over all the tragedy. Normal mensch, you read it, I don't know how a person survives, but it's you don't pay attention. You don't pay attention to it. And there are people who could read doesn't affect him. Lainim, 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 lainim. Nasan Einov V'libo. That's on Beit Zachar, what they say. You know, how many times you pass by in a shul, you say, Davnin, Fayem, Shizakuk, Rachmi, Shemayim. But we just pass by, it doesn't. Unless it's a place, Hagadol, Hatzadik, okay, so then, but otherwise we don't even. It doesn't catch. You know, there's an interesting altar from Kalamah. When the snare was Bayir Ba'esh, what does the pasuk say? Moshe Rabbeinu says, Asura Nave'ere Hamara. Let me turn to see. Ayara Hashem Kisau Livais. Ayikra Hashem Eilov. Talks to him. Because what says the Alter von Kelem? Ayar Hashem Kisar Liros. You paid attention. You have to pay attention. And a lot of times, maybe the Gavot, it's a Shein Avot. The Psukim are very Kishma. First of all, you know, people don't realize. It says Asura Nave. What does it even mean, Asura? What does it even mean? Asura no ve'ere samare agot pasuk. Asura no ve'ere. He was there, wasn't he there? Abayis, was he there? He was there. He saw it, no? So what's asura? The Teret says you could be there and not be there. Chazal zogin, what's asura? It's a medrash. Chamesh psiyos. He walked 5 steps towards him. One medrash. There's another mandama that says he turned his head towards it. No. Ayar Hashem kisar lirais. Person could be standing next to it. That doesn't affect him at all. You know, there's a meridik kleyakar. Asurana doesn't mean I'll turn to it. Asurana, I'll turn away from it. Kleyakar. Well, when you look, step back, you can see a lot more than when you're close. Surah Nave'era. Well, from far away, you start to see more than from close. Surah Nave'era. Life, Rabbi said. You can be too close to see. You look around, it doesn't. Step back a bit. What was Moshe's kayach? No? His kayach was in tension. I'm going to pay attention. Chazal tell us, Mepharshim tell us, it's Klal Yisrael. It's on fire, but yet it doesn't. It doesn't get extinguished. It doesn't get consumed. It's something like this. To pay attention. From far, sometimes you see more than from close, and sometimes from close, you have to pay attention. Dimasa. Woman cries. Chazal tell us women cry. Moshe Rabbeinu cried here. It's the Lashon of the Medrash. Ayah b'siv leisam. What does b'siv leisam mean? Nasan ena v'libay. What is libay? So I asked you the kasha. What's nasan ena v'libay? Zakra b'yiruchim gevaldi. Enov is the gashmis. Libay is the ruchmis. Leiv, the rikshe haleiv is a ruchnis, like a habata. He didn't just look with his eyes. Nasan, einov, the eyes, physical, he saw it. Then the nasan liboy, negation, and ayid, saris, there's things around me. Ruchni is the kehergish. One call you over a beautiful svasem is rabbeisai. I think with this we can explain a gemara. And yes, today we're going to finish up. The gemara says, afa pish and ninalu, sharei tfilo, sharei dmeis loy ninalu. The sharem of dmeis are not ninalu. What are shari tefila? What are shari demayis? It's a pasha, mechveint. He's crying. So I'm meir the gesvasemis. Haflufa. Gesvasemis says the Gemara in Chagiga the Avdalah on the base says Rav Huna kad have a moti lahaikra have a bachi. He cried. Yeah, Rav Huna geveint. Rav Huna cried. Which Gemara made Rav Huna cry. Steht in the Gemara, Yira Yira. Oyle Regel is, the Rabbeinu Shleilam, we come to see him and he comes to see us. Eved, Shrabbe Mitzapel Lireisa Yisrachik Mimenu. So how can we stay far away from the Eibishter if the Eibishter wants to see us? That's a Gemara, and of them at the Gevent. That's the Svasemis in Pesach Tov Reish Mem Zayin. What was he crying about? He says, I made it the Gevent. Bechir has a special Maila. He brings the Pasuk. The Pasuk can tell him Pei, Pasuk Vav, Hachaltem Lechem Dima, Vatishakemoi, Vatimai Shlish. People use this word constantly. It's called Dimai Shlish. When a person cries a lot, it's called Dimai Shlish, which means consecutive, constant crying. There's a whole question, Rashi, the Radak, why is Shlish? It has to do with the third Gullus. Look at Rashi, the Radak. The Svasemis says, what is Shlish? It's the Shalish Regalim. HaShalish Regalim. Through the Shalish Regalim, a person is able to connect with the Rabbeinu Shleilam. And that's the demise that David HaMelech is talking about. He says that's the pshat. Shalom l'rachik l'karayv. That through the demise, which is demise of what? Of richuk. A person feels he's far away from the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Shalom l'rachik l'karayv. You can get close. Demise shlish. David HaMelech saying that through the demise, through the demise that one has on a Pesach, on a Shavuos, on a Sukkos, you can have kivah to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. The richuk, that's pshat eved, sherabbi mitzapel reisai. The longing itself, the longing itself. That itself is the key. I've told you many, many times. Chazal tell us, Klal Yisrael will come to the Eretz Yisrael, they'll pass a mountain called Amona. Shuri, and I'll say Shira Miraish Amana. What is Amana? Miraish Amana. It's the name of the mountain, Miraish Amana. And they'll sing Shira. What is this Raish Amana? So the Medrash says the Klal Yisrael on the top of this mountain will look back at the Golus. and they'll say Shir on the Golos. Belzer Rebbe, Tzadik Levracha, Yisachar Belzer, said Pshat. There's a mile in Golos. We're not going to have when Mashiach comes. And that's Mitzapah. Mitzapah. Meirosh Emunah will have Emunah. The longing. That itself is the kiv, and that we're not going to have when Mashiach comes. We'll be there. We'll be together with your branch. Das Alein, as the mensch is Mitzapah. Tfila. What is Tfila? Tfila, a person feels close to the Eibishter. Then there's something called Shari Dmois, when the person feels he's rachik from the Eibishter. And he cries. Those Dmois is Efshem Mer Kirva, the Kirva Alein. And those are Benoit Chaliyos, those are Tachas Kisi HaKovid. Those Dmois reach the Kisi HaKovid. Because those demois are ruchni. It's only ruchni. It's the a mensch is karev treibish davens. What's he crying? He's crying heder. He's missing. Something is not there for him. Das alein is the kiv. Shalom, shalom, om Hashem l'rochik. Das alein. Bechir, rabbis. I don't know how to tell it to you in simple terms. I grew up with people that cried like that. Sooner all the time. I don't see it anymore. You see it. You see beautiful davening. You see people are davening with a lot of kavanah. I saw a world of people davening much less and understood much less. They cried like that. There's a certain kirva that they have. It's a certain ruchnius. A woman has this ruchnius. Dimasa, she cries. What is she crying? Because she's ruchni. It's a certain ruchnius, the geshlemus that a person has. He's able to cry. When we're not able to cry anymore, then you start to realize we're roughly far. We're very far. Moshe Rabbeinu, what was his name? Hayabaycha. He cried. Moshe Rabbeinu cried. Hayar b'sivloisim, he was crying for Omar, and he said, Miyitei musi aleicha. It was through Bechia. A person has to be able to have her geish. Baruch Hashem, Bemis. Very matzliach, we learn and we daven. The pnimius today. It's, we became cold. We became rochik. Farbtim, then we could stop.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.